Indeed.
Case number 10,106, Thomas Goodale, south of Cannon Road, north of Overbrook Court, being lot 133, within Clearbrook Development. A variance from the front yard setback requirement.
I'm Brian Brown here, representing Mr. and Mrs. Goodale and Dr. Joseph.
All right, your name?
I'm sorry, your address?
Brian Neil Brown, 33636 Shockley Road, Laurel, Delaware, 19956.
Okay, and do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I will.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, so the board knows what they're considering. The 10.7 tenths of a foot is not correct. The advertisement for the front yard is correct. It should be a zero setback if you see where the building restriction line is. Cross that. The 19 feet is from the cul-de-sac, but the building restriction line is the 30 foot.
Okay.
He's crossed the building line.
That's why he wants a variance, right?
That's the reason he wants the variance, right.
10.7 feet.
10.7.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sir.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm fine, sir.
I'm coming in reference to what we were just discussing up here. I felt that when I was building the house, laying it out, I did everything proper. Mm-hmm. I went by my septic plan. And that's what was turned into the county. I went by those dimensions and everything. The developer approved the house. The county approved the house. Everything was approved before I even started. Come to find out along the way, the county came along and said my front setbacks were off. And that's when I was notified of it because, like I said, I took it off of my septic layout and it showed 30 foot from what I felt was the road.
Mm-hmm.
And I am actually from the road to the corner of the house. I brought photographs. I am 39 foot off of the road.
Mm-hmm.
I also have a letter in here from the developer, Mr. Dale Wheatley. One is approving where the shed was approved, and the other is for the house. But this is a letter he has wrote to council here stating that he approves of a setback requirement for me. If you'd like to see the photograph so you could see the front corner.
Okay.
That's in question.
Put the numbers on there.
That's the front corner that's in question right there.
Right.
Okay. I comply with all the other setbacks. The lot is it's an awkward lot.
Mm-hmm.
And the way the septic was designed, I twisted and moved every which way. And like I say, I mean, I was going fine, thought everything was fine until this came about. And actually, I had my placement survey done a couple days before I got the letter. The homeowners got the letter and gave it to me. I said, well, I've seen this. I'm getting ready to go to the council. By that time, you have received it. And I came down and spoke to this gentleman over here and filled out all my paperwork and showed him what I had. And
okay.
This is first time for me. In 16 years I've been in business. I've never been in a situation like this before.
Well, that's good.
Which side is your septic on, the east or west?
The septic would be on the east side. It's on, if you would like a copy of the septic drawing, I have that.
No, that would be fine.
That would make it more difficult to move the house around.
I tried every which way. We spent actually 2 days out there laying it out just to get the back and the front. And I'm like, I'm a happy camper. I got 39 foot from the front corner to the road.
Mm-hmm.
According to here, I only needed 30 foot. I took for granted.
Right.
And needless to say, I was wrong.
How did you discover this, the inspector?
No, I had someone call in on him. Actually, I was called in a couple times. Once was to the developer. He came out. Dale Wheatley came out. He had a complaint that my rear setbacks were wrong. So we laid it all out. In the process, I had already, since we did the foundation, I'd already contacted the surveyor to get a survey done, and he told me it was going to be a couple weeks. Okay. Well, by this time, I got the house framed. And like I say, Dale came out on the frame, on the foundation, setbacks in the back. I had 20 foot 6 inches, and that was the complaint. So everything was fine and dandy. We're going along. Next thing I know, like I say, I finally got my placement survey back. They got this probably a day after that. So, and I believe my opposition is here for this.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are there any additional questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Bourbon?
Mr. Hudson?
Mr. Mills? Okay. Hearing none. Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
I have two in favor, as gentleman has stated, from Mr. Wheatley, Dale Wheatley, is that correct? And I think they're both from him, right?
Yes, sir, they are. They are the developer.
Would be one in favor. He's got two letters here.
And we have three in the audience.
Excuse me, sir. He is also the head of the, he's the senior advisor for the planning committee. It also states
the Homeowners Association.
The Homeowners Association, okay. Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, it's obvious the lot is a very odd shape and on a cul-de-sac. It appears it would be difficult, if not impossible, to put this house on there considering the septic. So therefore, I think it'd be necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I don't see where it alters the essential character of the neighborhood and a minimum afford to relief. Therefore, I make a motion we approve case number 10,106.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,106. All those in favor of the motion, get the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you all. Hope not to see you again.
Yes, sir. Case number...